Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City of Gillette warns about another telephone scam. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette Police Department issued a warning on Facebook Thursday afternoon after receiving several reports of a telephone scam. The caller identifies himself as Sergeant Frank Conroy, or Connolly, with the Gillette Police Department. The scammer tells the recipient they have missed court, and if they don't provide payment information over the phone, a warrant will be issued for their arrest. The city wants to inform all citizens that no one with that name works for the City of Gillette or the Gillette Police Department and will never request a payment over the phone. If you receive a suspicious call from someone identifying themselves as local law enforcement, please hang up immediately and call the Gillette Police Department to report the incident at 682-5155. Library Board begins process of reviewing staff survey results. At Wednesday's Public Library Board special meeting, the board began discussions with Library Director Terry Leslie about the recent surveys completed by library staff. With the ongoing controversy surrounding the collection development policy and community concern over book placement in the children's section of the library, staff says the constant tension has caused stressful and uncomfortable working conditions for employees. Chairwoman Sage Bear had asked Leslie and Director of Human Resources for Campbell County, Brandy Elder, to create a survey for the staff to enable them to express their concerns and help improve the relationship between the staff and the board. During the meeting on Wednesday, Leslie gave the board some of the highlights she found during the survey process. She said staff expressed frustration over issues such as no attention being brought to all the good things the staff does and all the successful programs they put on for citizens. Leslie said the staff wants to see the board improve their lobbying efforts for the library's needs to the county commissioners. Leslie said, to her credit, Bear recently went to the commissioner meeting on behalf of the library. Bear told the board she would like them to think about strategies to help repair their relationship with the staff and address some of the concerns they expressed in the survey. One of the questions on the survey asked if the library board of directors cared about the staff as individuals, and 75% of those responded said they strongly disagreed, and over 74% said they strongly disagreed that the board provided support for the library staff when faced with public scrutiny. Bear also said she felt there was, quote, a lot of wrong in there, you know, things that weren't actually true. She said that one respondent said she was in charge of the staff, which was untrue, and that while she has been chair, no one has been called groomers, which is commented in the survey as well. Bear said, quote, I would like to set the record straight. The board then went into executive session to discuss personnel. The next library board meeting will be on Monday at the public library at 4:30 p.m. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.